USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Is the U.S. sticking with Ukraine or walking away? Dave Collins has more.
Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Without congressional action, the administration will run out of resources by the end of the year to procure more weapons and equipment for Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said lawmakers must decide whether to support the fight for freedom or let Russian President Vladimir Putin prevail.
The race to replace expelled Congressman George Santos already underway. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, says they're trying to avoid another Santos fiasco by closely examining potential candidates' credentials. Both parties need to present a candidate for a special election. That the sound of a house exploding. A standoff with police led to that explosion in Arlington, Virginia, after the barricaded suspect fired a flare gun dozens of times and a firearm inside the residence. Police were attempting to execute a search warrant for the suspect's home at about 8:25 p.m. when that suspect discharged several rounds from what police believe was a firearm inside the home, causing the residence to explode. President Joe Biden set to unveil a health care package this week.
The package will focus on measures to reduce prescription drug prices as part of plans for a potential second term. The proposed agenda includes expanding provisions for cutting drug prices, such as insulin, introduced for Medicare enrollees last year under the Inflation Reduction Act. Additionally, Biden aims to bolster the Affordable Care Act by making permanent the enhanced federal premium subsidies, benefiting around 10 million people accessing coverage on Obamacare exchanges. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
A shark attack has claimed the life of an American woman in the Bahamas. Officials there say the woman from Boston was paddleboarding with a relative near the Sandals Resort on Monday when that attack took place. CPR was administered, but her injuries were too severe. Before that, on Saturday, a woman died after an apparent shark attack at a beach resort in Mexico.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
What kind of list includes Taylor Swift, Barbie, and Chinese President Xi Jinping? Well, they're all on the honored list for Time Magazine's 2023 Person of the Year, Time unveiling that final list yesterday. Others on the list include Hollywood strikers, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, prosecutors of former President Trump. The Time Person of the Year will be announced tomorrow. The finalists for the Heisman Trophy have been announced as well. Players that are in the mix for this year's Heisman, awarded annually to the most outstanding player in college football, include Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr., LSU signal caller Jaden Daniels, and Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. The winner of the award will be announced on Saturday. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.